You're listening to English Through Stories, Missing Person, Episode 5, No Police. This is English Through Stories, Episode 5 of Missing Person. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff McQuillan, from the Center for Educational Development in Los Angeles, California. For a script of this episode, please go to our website at EnglishThroughStories.com. In the previous episode, Dr. Reeves and his student, Anne Partho, met with Bill. Bill is Anne's brother-in-law. We learned that Bill's wife, Sarah, who is also Anne's sister, has been kidnapped, and that the kidnappers are demanding a large ransom, $500,000. Bill said that both he and his wife were kidnapped, and that the kidnappers let him go so he can get the ransom money for his wife. Now, episode 5, No Police. When does he want the money? I asked. Tomorrow. He said he would call me this afternoon and tell me where to make the drop, Bill said. He also made it crystal clear that we were not to call the police. If I didn't hand over the money by the deadline, he said he's going to kill Sarah. Bill put his face in his hands. He turned to Anne. Geez, Anne, I don't know what to do. We'll get the money, Bill. Don't worry, Anne said. You know that my parents left Sarah and me a lot of money when they died. Anne put her hand on Bill's shoulder. Anne and Sarah's parents owned a very large computer company in Los Angeles, Partho Computers Incorporated. When they died a few years ago, Mr. and Mrs. Partho left their two daughters a very large pile of cash. That's how Anne got the money to go to USC and could afford her cell phone, her Mercedes, and her apartment on the beach. While Anne and Bill comforted each other, I called the young waitress over and asked for another iced tea. She wasn't very friendly, but then again, most waitresses in L.A. aren't. They all really want to be actresses. Drinking my tea and thinking about the case, the thought occurred to me that the kidnapper must know Anne and Sarah, or at least know that they had a lot of money and could get it quickly. I know this is a difficult time, Bill, I interrupted, but I need to ask you and Anne a few questions. Does your family have any enemies? Anyone who might want to hurt you? Anne looked at Bill, and they both began to think. The two of them spent the next 20 minutes coming up with a list of people who might want to harm them. They got the list down to two prime suspects, both of whom used to work for the Partho computer business before they were fired. They gave me the names of the two ex-employees. This will be a good place for me to start, I told them. Now, you two need to get some rest. I'll drive you both back to Bill's apartment. No, Dr. Reeves, I want to go with you, Anne insisted. I found it very hard to say no, but I had to. I needed time to be alone and to get some advice from an old friend. I'm really sorry, Anne, I apologized, but you need to rest, and I need time to look into these names you gave me. No police, Bill quickly added. Don't worry, Bill, I told him. There'll be no police involved. Not yet, anyway. the three of us got up and started walking toward my car. I had a funny feeling that there was more to this mystery than any of us thought. Our episode begins with Dr. Reeves, the narrator of the story, asking Bill when the kidnappers want the money. Bill says that they want it tomorrow, and they told him where to make the drop. To make the drop means where he's supposed to leave the money. The term a drop, D-R-O-P, is used by criminals and police to talk about where money or information or something is being left for someone else to pick up. Bill said that the kidnappers made it crystal clear that they were not to call the police. To make something crystal clear means to make it very clear so there is no misunderstanding. A crystal is, of course, like a piece of glass that you can see through. And so crystal clear means very clear. Bill said that if he doesn't hand over the money by the deadline, the kidnappers are going to kill Sarah. To hand over here means to give. The expression hand over is usually one in which you are not necessarily voluntarily giving the person the money or whatever it is. So a robber, a burglar who came to you and said, hand over all your money, means give me all your money even if you don't want to. Bill then turned to Anne and said, geez, Anne, I don't know what to do. The expression geez, which is normally spelled G-E-E-Z, is one of those words you would say when you're confused or you're upset or maybe you're mad. For example, you might say, geez, I just missed my train this morning. Or, geez, I wish I had seen that movie last weekend. Bill is told by Anne that he shouldn't worry, that Sarah and Anne's parents had left them a lot of money when they died. Our narrator, Dr. Reeves, then explains that Anne and Sarah's parents owned a computer company in Los Angeles. And when they died, they left their two daughters a very large pile of cash. Cash, of course, is money. A large pile would mean a lot of money. A pile is a stack. When you put one thing on top of another, you can pile things up. You can have a pile of paper, which would be many papers on top of each other. When you say someone has a pile of cash, you mean they have a lot of money. Anne and Bill then comforted each other. To comfort someone is to talk to them, to be sympathetic with them, to try to help them. Dr. Reeves, meanwhile, asked the waitress for another iced tea. While he was drinking his tea, Dr. Reeves said that the thought occurred to me that the kidnapper must know Anne and Sarah. The expression, the thought occurred to me, just means he thought. But it is a little more complicated way of saying the same thing. The thought occurred to me that I should take a break. I should go on vacation. That would be the same as, I think I should go on vacation. I do actually think I should go on vacation. Dr. Reeves then asks Bill and Anne to think of any enemies they might have, people who might want to hurt them. And so Anne and Bill spend 20 minutes coming up with a list of people. To come up with something is to think about for a long time and usually write or say whatever it is that you are thinking about. For example, come up with 5 people that you really want to meet. Means think and then either tell me or write down those 5 people. You can also say, I came up with the answer, meaning I thought of the answer after thinking about it for a while. They came up with a list of people, and they got the list down to 2 prime suspects. The expression to get the list down, or to get something down to, means to reduce it, to make it less. I wanted to go to an Italian restaurant, and I wanted to order lasagna and pizza and raviolis, but of course I couldn't order all 3, so I got it down to 2 choices, the pizza or the ravioli. To get something down to means to reduce the number. Prime suspects is a term we would use for a criminal, someone who has done something wrong. A suspect is someone who we think might have committed a crime or done something wrong. The word prime here, P-R-I-M-E, means the first or the most likely suspect. The 2 prime suspects in this case were ex-employees or former employees, people who used to work for Pardo Computer Incorporated. These 2 people had been fired by the company. To be fired means that they took away your job. They told you to leave, that you could no longer work there. Dr. Reeves tells Bill and Anne that they need to get some rest. Notice here that rest is a noun, not a verb. You could tell someone, you need to rest, and their rest would be a verb. But it's a little more common in this case for people to say, you need to get some rest. Means you need to rest more, to get some rest. Anne wants to go with Dr. Reeves, but Dr. Reeves says, no, she needs to rest, and I need time to think. Bill then adds, no police, meaning no police should be involved. And Dr. Reeves says, okay, at least not for now. At the end of the story, he says, I had a funny feeling that there was more to this mystery than any of us thought. The expression to have a funny feeling means that you suspect, you think that there is something wrong. I have a funny feeling that my neighbor is taking some of my roses at night. I suspect, I don't know, but that's what I'm thinking. The expression, there's more to this than any of us thought, means that there is more involved, that there's something else going on here that we don't know about. In our next episode, we'll meet a friend of Dr. Reeves who will try to help him to solve or to find the answer to this crime. If you enjoy English Through Stories, check out our other podcasts. English as a Second Language podcast is a daily podcast that you can subscribe to. We also have the TOEFL podcast for those who are studying for the Test of English as a Foreign Language or IELTS or other similar exams. From Los Angeles, I'm Jeff McQuillan. We'll see you next time on English Through Stories. English Through Stories is a production of the Center for Educational Development in Los Angeles, California. This program may not be resold or redistributed without the express written permission of the Center for Educational Development.